Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games. Today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome out to These Warriors Are Terrible. I am Steve Snowball Sailor, and I'm doing something a little bit different. This is part of the Toronto Crew Twat Sessions, and it's the first time I get the GM.
Ah, oh my God.
I'm so freaking scared.
Oh, my God.
So, everybody in the game, please be gentle. So, I have to say, though, These Warriors Are Terrible are brought to you by offworlddesigns.com. You can be able to get some great merch and swag and stuff like that. There's some awesome stuff there. And, of course, These Warriors Are Terrible would not be possible without Noble Knight Gaming at noblenight.com, where the role-playing is never out of print. I don't even know if that's the actual slogan, but it should be, because that's better. You can get any kind of books there that you think they're so out of print. I mean, I just got the Star Trek Next Generation book that is like 20 years old, and it's amazing, and it's still there, and they have it, and it's not expensive at all. So definitely check out NobleKnight.com. And I am joined with the illustrious, I guess we're calling it, the Toronto crew. So to my left, I have...
Julian the One Spillane.
Nice. And then we have in front of me...
We have Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo. So I want to put some Sailor Moon in here.
Nice.
Up in here.
All up in this shit.
The second there, I thought you were making fun of my name.
No.
Anyway, and then we have next to you.
Hey there. This is Cassie Casabellachu Chu.
All right. We're going there right off the hop, guys. And then we have in the booth soon to join us in the actual studio room.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This is so great. I'm just really happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
So good.
How
are you guys doing? How are you doing?
We're doing all right. You know, you can say your name now at any time.
Relaxed.
I'm just saying, you know,
limbered
anytime
up.
You want to be able to say
ready?
Who you are.
We're in this for the long
totally
haul.
That's totally cool.
Oh, hi,
I mean, we're just waiting here in anticipation for your actual name.
Really?
Yes.
That's how I like it.
Okay, well, good.
Hi, everyone.
Just say your damn name.
I'm Justin. Justin Mr. Ecock. Mr. Ecock. You can call me Mr. Ecock.
All
great.
Thank you.
All right. Nice to meet you. I just want to say, Julian, a little presumptuous. We haven't even started playing.
You
already decided
you're going to play
a con game with us again and destroy our party in the last episode.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Y'all
gotta say,
can trust me.
No one is going to trust Julian. Deal?
No,
deal?
Not anymore. Right? Yeah. I think even as a GM, I'm not going to trust you at all.
Cassie, you still like me, right?
I love you.
Yay.
Oh, you say that now. Wait till
Cassie, you weren't here. No. Erica and I and Steve.
We know the wrath that Julian wrought.
I know nothing.
Yeah. You know what? That was a different character. That was a different universe.
Different universe.
Clean slate, everyone.
Speaking of which, we are going to jump into the dream world, as it were, and we are going to be playing for the first time. And something that's not even actually in print. This is a fan-made version of the D6 system. We're jumping into the Matrix, guys.
Yes.
Whoa.
We're jacking in. And this is going to be very interesting. So, all right. I'm
free
ready.
Free
your mind.
Being a badass.
This whole session is going to be called The Matrix Deletion. Just let me know. Ooh. All right. So, a little bit of prologue, a little bit of flavor text for you guys. Welcome to the real world. The story of the One being discovered by Morpheus has sent a spark of hope throughout the Resistance. Most still don't believe Neo is the prophesied one, but others are beginning to believe. You are part of the crew of the hovership Athens. You're commanded by your captain and operator, Captain Ares. You have just received a distress signal from the Darius. Its crew, while investigating a supposedly haunted home in the suburb of Mega City, have disappeared, and the Darius' operator has lost contact with his last surviving member of the crew. He is asking for help to bring him back to a landline. As you buckle into your broadcast chairs one by one, Ares plugs in your cybernetic link to download your mind into the Matrix. You feel a cooling sensation as the long needle-like plug extends into your head. You feel tiny electrical pulses stimulate your unconscious mind to put your body in a very deep sleep while your conscious mind is transferred into the construct. Suddenly, familiar yet synthetic feelings rush through your body. You feel clothes you technically have never worn, and yet so familiar. Your hair and appearance has changed. You feel younger again. You feel nostalgic again. But just as quickly as those senses flood you, it vanishes as the construct renders all around you to a huge warehouse filled with weapons, equipment, and vehicles. Ares broadcasts into the primitive PA system in the warehouse, his voice echoing the cavernous building. Load and suit up. Whatever you carry or need, I'll upload you once you're done. So now I give you the opportunity, if you want to be able to add more equipment to your character, feel free to do so. And just to let you know as well, because Justin is playing a autonomous program within the Matrix, he will be joining you on this mission as well. He is the one who contacted the Darius, saying that there is that crew member that is missing in that haunted home. So, players. Is there anything you would like to be able to load up?
Well, I'm taking two machine pistols, a Kevlar vest, laptop, and a burner cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking pistol, assault rifle, Kevlar vest, and my cell phone.
Okay. And Cassie?
I'll be taking a typical knife, Kevlar vest, and a crossbow.
Fantastic. And Justin, what would you be having once we jack you into the Matrix?
You know, this chair that I'm sitting on is broken, so I'm going to be right back. You guys just, like, hook me up, right?
Okay.
Sorry. Technical. There's no wheel on this chair.
There's no real wheel
no
on this chair?
It's, like, falling over.
Wow. Okay.
Alrighty
then.
We'll edit this in post.
Yes.
We'll edit it in post.
Edit it in post. Okay.
We'll do it live.
We're already 6 minutes in and it's broken, folks. Much like the Matrix is. Okay. Well, actually, you know what? Then might as well. Let's get into actually everyone's sort of familiarity with the Matrix. Julian, when did you get introduced? Oh, wait, no. Yeah, you know what? When did you get introduced to the Matrix?
I saw the film when it came out in theaters, right at the opening night. I was really intrigued by the trailers. So I was like, what the fuck is this?
Nice.
So I saw The Matrix, and I did see how far that rabbit hole went.
Nice. Erica?
Yeah, I was lucky enough. I was pretty young at the time, too, when I saw The Matrix in theaters, but it just blew my mind. I was always into a lot of sci-fi lit and cyberpunk and dystopian lit, so that was a big thing for me. But in 2003, reading Taking the Red Pill, that got me even more into it after the movies had already come out, just kind of observing the text a bit more and the different theories, different challenges involved. So,
awesome.
Very cool.
Cassie?
I saw the first movie.
That's good. Hey, that's fine. Did you like it, at
I
least?
Did.
Okay,
I
good.
Did.
Awesome.
There were other movies? What's going on? What am I missed out on?
I saw also a little bit of the Animatrix, and I really, really liked it.
Cool.
Animatrix is awesome.
Awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
And Justin?
Unlike Julian, I was really hooked on those trailers, and I was like, oh, this is going to be so cool. And then I walked into a room, and like, Entertainment Tonight spoiled like the entire movie in their little interview with and I didn't even mean to watch the show. My uncle was watching the show, and I just walked by the room. It's like, in a future world where robots have enslaved mankind in a virtual reality. I'm like, well, that I guess that's what the Matrix is.
Yeah.
All right, well, that answers that. And then I watched it a month later with my cousin, and it was still, like, even going in being spoiled, it was a really cool experience to see that movie just play out the way it did. Mm-hmm. And But yeah, it didn't have that same profound effect as it had on Julian, because I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I
it's
knew
just
it
seeing
all.
It for the first time, though, yeah. You know?
Yeah. No, and it was movie magic, yeah, and it was sort of...
The thing is with me is that, because I saw it in high school with my friends on his birthday, and the problem was, because I can't see that well, he had a 20-inch TV that I just couldn't see properly. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff was that was great about the visuals of The Matrix, I didn't get a chance to see properly. So it took me a while for the finally actually be able to seek it out and watch it on my own.
And I think you've made up for it by now.
I think so. If it wasn't for The Matrix movies, I would not be in radio.
Between the four of us, we haven't seen The Matrix combined as many times as you have.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you're ready. I think you're prepared for tonight.
Yes, I hope so.
Your all body, right. Your
you've been waiting
ready.
Your whole life for this moment. Seize it.
All right.
So yes, I'm an autonomous program.
Yes.
I exist within The Matrix. I guess I sent this warning. You guys are logging in. While you're in the construct, you can reach me by cell, but I'm not actually here in the room with you. Mm-hmm. I've got my own equipment.
Is there anything that...
obviously, if you want to bring stuff like burner cell phones, things you might think will be specific to what you want to be doing.
I should
bring enough for two. Just bring enough to share, folks.
Aaron basically tapped your cell signal into the construct, so you can talk freely amongst the crew.
Okay. Oh, hi, everyone. How are you? Okay, no, that's not going to be the problem.
Let's not do that again.
That's Justin, and that's not Alistair. Okay, I'll give the mic back to Julian. Julian and I are sharing a mic tonight.
It's pretty intimate.
It's pretty, yeah.
All right, back in character.
So is there anything that...
We're jacking in together.
Is there anything that you need, Justin?
And it feels so good. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. What do I need? I don't know what I need. All I know is that there's a haunted house. I guess bring a flashlight.
Yeah, that would be good.
Can we bring Dan Aykroyd?
Or Luigi?
No, we're not.
Can we bring Luigi?
Just a PK scanner. Yeah.
Sorry, we're being bad players.
It's okay. It's fine.
I'll need what I have is your typical what you'd expect someone to have in a city. I've got a firearm. I've got armor. A little bit because of my history as a reporter.
Okay.
I have a phone and some radios, which you can use. But if you think I can use anything else, bring it along. I've got a laptop as well, as good as that might be in 1999. It's kind of just there for spreadsheets and tax. Mm.
I will say this, for those listening as well as the players, this is set up shortly after the first movie. So in this particular case, if you guys are curious or scared, we're not touching onto the sequels at all.
No, but what is happening, and it's important to my character, is the Matrix and the denizens of the Matrix are reeling after Neo's announcement after the first movie.
Yes.
So that's important. I'm going to turn this mic up because it's really quiet. So you guys do your construct thing, and I'm going to go leave the room.
Okay. All right. So everyone's ready to go?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we are jacking in. Long abandoned. I should probably say. You, as you stand in the construct starts to render itself away, and you are shot down into an abandoned elementary school. The whole entire world around you, or you're in the principal's office, and there is a rotary phone sitting on the desk, and it's ringing.
Where am I, by the way?
You are at the haunted house already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to answer the rotary phone.
All right. It is your operator, Captain Ares, and he says, the haunted house is about two blocks to your to the west, so you don't need to worry about a vehicle. And all right, so what do you guys do? Want to make your way to the haunted home?
Well, we should probably, leave this school.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. All right. So as you approach the house, it's a long abandoned, dilapidated home. It's covered in graffiti and plywood boarding up its windows. Local legend tells of a family homicide where the killer broke into the home, murdered the father while the mother cowered with her two daughters. They were raped and beaten to death. One of the little girls and sometimes the mother has been seen in the home as ghosts. It has attracted the attention of even a few TV reality shows. As this house is set to be demolished by Thursday at 3:14 p.m. So, what do you guys want to do?
Okay, well, I'm waiting, on the sidewalk.
Yes.
And wearing, your sort of what would it be, like an investigative reporter trench coat kind of thing. That's, mm-hmm. I'm just standing off to the side, and I see you coming forward. Oh, good. You're finally here.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hello.
Hola.
So what do I know ahead of time?
You,
what am I sharing with these guys?
Sorry, yeah, I should probably mention
should have
that. There is
a briefing for me.
There is, sorry, yeah, there is one person inside the house.
There's one person inside the house.
He's one of the new newly reborn crew members of the Darius.
He's one of yours.
Everyone of the rest of the crew has been killed, and you are needed to rescue him.
He's all alone.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Cool. All so right.
All right. Here we go. I picked this up on a police scanner in my apartment. I don't know how I picked it up, but I found out.
Okay. So what do you guys want to do?
Well, I guess we should...
bust in there.
Yeah. I
mean, bust in there?
Well, let's check the door before we break it in.
Yeah, I mean, is this place dark? Is there any signs of life? Does it look like there's any recent activity? Like, or is this leaves over everything?
It's very dilapidated. It's very broken down. Okay. You notice that just offhand, there's definitely has been some squatters that have been around here, based on the graffiti and stuff along the around. There's not really much. The people sort of in the neighborhood don't really like it that much because supposedly of its haunted nature.
Well, that's lowering the land value.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
call your local city councilor.
Yeah.
I hope you guys brought a flashlight.
Yeah, so
I left mine at home.
The door is already slightly ajar because it has been already broken into from the crew of the Darius.
Do you know why the Darius crew was here?
They were just investigating an area because of its haunted nature. You obviously, within the Matrix, you hear of something that supernatural. So they were curious, and they wanted to obviously find out more about the Matrix to possibly be able to use against the machines. So hence why the Darius went in to investigate.
Right. Okay. Good. So. All right, let's go check this out before anyone else does.
Okay.
All right. So
proton packs on.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what do you guys want to do?
We should probably go in and search the area.
Yeah, let's take a look at what greets us inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Each one of you make a search check for me.
Right. So in D6, we are all rolling a number of dice equal to our skill level, but we are keeping one dice a different color or a different shape, so like a
six
bigger
on
one.
Six on my wild die.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wild die.
So, all right, so that's 14 before I re-roll my six.
12
on
my search.
16.
Search is just perception, correct?
Yeah, unless you have search. There's a search skill.
For some reason, I didn't put that as one of my skills, so, you know, I'm clever like that. This works out.
Okay, everyone, let me know what their search skill is.
I got 12.
Oh, well, 12. At least I didn't roll a 1. This is up 16. To a good start for me.
16 for me, too.
16.
And I'm really tired. I have I have 6 and a 4.
So you that is low.
Plus 2.
Yeah, you got 10.
I got 12.
Oh, you have plus 2.
I got 12.
Okay, so who are that? Cassie, you had the higher 16.
I had 16. Yeah.
16. Okay.
Sorry.
So you Cassie, you notice that there's a little bit of there's something hiding in here. You don't know what it is, but you perceive that there's someone in the room, but you can't tell. If there is or not, you just know that there is someone there. The Darius crew member is there, but something a little bit extra, but you're not 100% sure. So as you guys walk in, you're walking into a large foyer with two stairs reaching up towards the second level, both like one stair on your right, one stair on your left, and in front of you is a large fireplace.
What are the light levels like in here?
Not too dark because it is in the afternoon or late afternoon, but it is still it's about medium illumination. Let's just say that.
Cool.
Okay.
So.
So we should probably start looking for this crew member. I mean, it's a house.
We can make more ground if we split up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we could do that. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Can I also metagame for a second? The song's on repeat.
Yeah,
I know.
It's just getting a little annoying in my ear.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. All right, we can stop that.
I really like the intro, but it's like now we're investigating.
we can do
it cold.
Okay, all right.
Use it for dramatic effect.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like to have at least a little bit of soundtrack. That's fine.
A terrible player.
Yeah, so, thanks for ruining my genius.
So you're saying, so we get into the front door, there's stairs leading up? Is that how you...
There's stairs on either both sides. Yeah, it's a very large kind of...
Do they lead up to one landing, or are they going separate paths?
Is this like the Resident Evil house, where it's got like the two stairs that go up, and there's a balcony thing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. There's a balcony sort of like in behind you and above.
And there's rooms upstairs, too?
Yeah, there's rooms upstairs that there's hallways that lead towards on to the right and to the left on either side. And
there's still hallways on our level, too, right?
Yes, there is, because, yeah, there's hallways that lead back into the house where there's like a...
So two of us go upstairs and two of us stay downstairs.
Okay.
And we just yell if you hear anything.
We could do that. Sure.
Good. That way, if anything happens, we can like kick doors down. It'll be really dramatic. Yeah. Write about it later.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As you guys make up the stairs, roll.
You guys are heading upstairs?
You guys are heading upstairs?
Yeah. Okay.
We want some alone time.
And you two are... what are you two doing?
Yeah. We're going to search downstairs. Yep. You want to do that? Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're splitting the party already. We're going to make the first... This is challenging.
Oh.
All right. Okay, so you two, mm-hmm. Girls, why don't you roll another search check for me?
Okay, so I'm new to the system. So if I roll a 6 on anything, I re-roll it?
You roll 6 on your... you re-roll it on your wild die.
Okay.
So...
I got 12.
You got 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on a second here. 15.
Okay. All righty. So, in behind, like as you guys are walking into through the down the hallway past the fireplace, you are coming into the kitchen. You hear behind you sort of code start to kind of fall and move around as something is starting to phase in and out of the matrix. And you turn around and you see a sort of translucent figure in front of you, and he is about to attack.
No. So, right. And he's translucent. That's awesome.
He's a bit translucent. Okay. But as he's a bit translucent, he kind of shoots towards you, shoots through you, and then because he can go through solid objects, it now is in front of you, and then it unfazes, so it's now standing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman dressed in kind of old 1970s clothing. It's a little bit kind of disheveled and kind of destroyed, and you can kind of see that she's shaking. She's kind of flickering nervously, and she is going to attack you. So, all righty.
Ghost attack.
Ghost attack.
What are you guys, doing? What are you going to do about this?
Are
you
going to
stand there?
All right, so
you're gonna brawl this ghost?
Yeah, yeah. So because it's not obviously an attack of opportunity, everybody roll. It's a perception check, I believe.
Perception.
Okay. Is it perception to build for initiative? I think so, right?
All right. I think so.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Perception.
I'm still learning, guys. Still learning.
Oh boy. 5.
5. Okay.
Shit.
No. Cassie.
13.
13, and he got you rolled a 1, or she rolled a 1. Okay, all right.
And you also removed the highest die from that.
Yeah.
So that one that you re-rolled with the 1 also doesn't count.
Yeah, I know.
So that's out.
Yeah. So technically...
it does. It counts as a 1.
It counts as a 1, yeah. So we got 5. So what'd you have, Cassie?
How do ones work? This now?
Okay, so only if you roll a 1 on your wild die.
So you just make sure that you're assigning a consistent die to your wild die.
Yeah.
See, so just if you roll a 1 on that, then
the pretty one.
it's the equivalent of a critical fail. Right.
Cassie's wild die looks like a dwarven rune stone. It's really the best thing ever.
It's one of those crystal cast ones. They're super, super awesome. So I love them.
Great. I love those.
So this one's my wild die.
If you ever roll, it works as a properly normal die.
Right.
Except when you roll 1 or 6 on that one die. So if you roll a 1 on that one die, then you have to remove the highest die from the from all your die that you rolled.
Okay.
Or from all your dice that you rolled.
Right.
And then you re-roll the 1 die to just make sure you're not getting a complication.
Yeah.
that we only worry after you reroll on a one on your wild die, you don't have to worry about telling anyone unless you roll a six, because then shit gets real and it gets kind of bad. If you roll a six on your wild die, you keep that six and you roll it again and you add to that die your second roll.
Sweet.
And if you roll a six a second time with that same wild die, you get to roll again and again and again until you get something that's not a six.
Cool.
And you add all those numbers to your other however many die you rolled.
Yeah.
It's a neat system.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So in that case, yes, no, we're all good. It was a 13.
A 13. And Erica, you rolled a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got Erica first. Sorry, folks. It's going to be interesting for me as I'm trying to write this down. I can't see.
All right. So Erica. And we got Cassie.
And the good thing is that she also, or yeah, no, Cassie's first, then the Erica, and then
the Erica.
And then the Erica.
The
and then
Erica.
And then the ghost program. All right. So, Cassie, what do you want to do? You could do attack first.
There's a ghost in the shell.
Yeah. It's a ghost. Or as I like to call this episode, ghost in the system.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to make a swipe at it.
You could. You can. It's definitely close enough that you can be able to hit it if you want to brawl it, or you can do something close range with a weapon. It's completely up to you.
I'm going to try my knife.
You going to try your knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do I?
So for that, you would it's a brawling skill, I would believe.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, it's a brawling skill. So for that, whatever your addition to your, I think it's your dexterity would be your brawling. Oh,
so
sorry,
what
strength.
Happens if...
Strength is a strength
so
skill.
So Cassie, the way
I should, yeah.
Brawling is actually both dex and strength. It's a weird skill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The way skills work is you assigned dice or you put a like a die on each skill, right?
Yeah.
So what that means is the skill that it's parent of, so like the skills are all under these parent attributes, you take the parent's dice and you add the die of the, so for example, say you have a plus one in brawling.
Yeah.
And you have plus three in dexterity.
Yeah. So
you roll four dice.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I didn't take brawling and I took martial arts instead, is this going to be problematic?
Brawling's untrained, so you just roll your dex instead.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then.
Or dex or strength, whichever's greater, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be my dex.
Okay.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
Everyone has the ability to just hit something.
Ooh, I rolled a six on my wild die.
Kind of just
yours is on the wild die?
Can you re-roll it?
Roll it again.
And remember what you... Oh, yeah, I'm six, obviously.
Okay, so... Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, 16.
16? Okay.
Yep.
So then she rolls a strength check just to make sure that she can be able to... Or, sorry, a dexterity check so she can be able to, if she wants to dodge it. So that's 5D. Do-do-do. It's going to be... 10. Sorry, what'd you roll?
16.
Did you say it's 5D? Because you were only rolled 4.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just rolling nice. I'm just counting it up. I'm a slow counter, guys. Just letting you know.
13, that's fine.
So 18.
Pace yourself.
So 20. Okay. So it does not hit. It's a miss.
Boo.
So, yeah. Sorry about that.
No worries.
All right. Erica, your go.
Can I back up and try and shoot her with my pistol?
You totally can.
All right. So roll for firearms then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brought guns to a Sweet. Ghost fight.
I know, right? Oh, no. I got a one on my... Oh, jeez. That was not a good
one.
A
one on your wild die? Really?
There's too many ones here. This
right
is
after
not
right.
This is like you just...
and your wild die. So
yeah, one on my wild die.
The good news is you also get to discard your highest rolled die.
Oh, no.
Which was a six.
Oh, this was not
That's
good.
So now
okay.
Re-roll.
Wow.
Re-roll your wild die.
Re-roll the one. That was the wild die.
Oh, I know it was a six.
Rolled a six.
Oh, so that's bad.
That's bad.
Oh, that, no. That is known now as an epic fail.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So you were you're
up to Steve. It is Steve's discretion.
Oh, boy.
Because this is the first time a complication has happened.
Yep.
The suggestions of this are something is going to complicate and like really trip you up.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It will never be a kill. That'll,
yeah.
Like, it's
no,
not going to
no.
harm
really
you.
Yeah.
It's just going to make life difficult.
Me?
It is Steve's discretion.
Okay.
So you unholster your gun.
Yeah, and I'm not. You unholster your gun and you realize you were going to shoot, but you realize that it's still on safety.
Oh,
so
no.
So you did not turn the safety on because it was quickly. You didn't have enough time to
right.
just sort of shoot because everything all is within 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I'm done with these
yeah.
So, clearly, your operator's done a great job with those flash skills. Just compliments to the operator.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, operator.
I was going to say, as soon as we heard the gunfire, then Julie and I would be able to respond, but we're not going to hear click.
You're not.
So in this particular case, the only weapon that she has is it's now the ghost program's turn, and she has a static field that she's going to try to be able to roll, which is a skill, so it's basically two dice. No, wait, that's a dexterity skill. I apologize. Alrighty, so she's going to be attacking Erica.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to roll me either a dodge. Yeah, a dodge.
Dodge?
Yes, okay. Please.
Come on, big money.
Tell me if you
no
beat...
No ones. Okay, good. No.
Tell me if you beat an 11.
Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay, good.
13.
So the field doesn't affect you. It's basically a static field that she kind of just shoots out.
Right.
And right now, basically everything that's your cell phones are shot.
Yeah.
As well. Now this basically because it's a wide field, Cassie. I also need you to roll a dodge as well to make sure it doesn't give you any damage.
Oh, for love of crap, really?
Uh
oh. I rolled a one on one.
You roll
re-roll
one.
It. First discard your highest roll. Now re-roll your wild die.
And just don't roll a six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Nothing
that's
happens.
Nothing happens. Everything's okay.
So one plus the whatever remaining die you had.
So yeah, just add up all your dice and discard. It's not a five anymore. It's a one. So
yeah.
It's whatever your total is.
So one. The one that I rolled is still one.
Yeah, it's still
yes,
a one.
Still a one. That's okay. All it is. There's no, and then add the rest.
14.
14?
Yep.
Okay, good. You are okay. The only thing again, your cell phone is dead for a little bit because it's an electrical static field.
Can I roll perception to see if I heard that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let me know if you beat a
because like this is still relatively close. It sounded like they just walked to the door and down the hallway, and we're just walking up the stairs. So we're
stairs,
not
yeah.
that far away from
no,
each
no, no.
other.
Totally
so are we hearing noise in the hallway while they're in the kitchen?
I really hear this because I rolled a six on my wild die.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I rolled a 12.
You rolled a 12? Okay, good. And Julie?
So I rolled a 17.
Holy shit.
You definitely heard this
you
woman.
You heard the code compiling.
You heard the whole code compiling. So you can rush. So you guys definitely heard it. So it's up to you. What do you want to do?
I'm going to unholster both my machine pistols.
Jeez.
And go running at the back
yeah, okay,
down
so line. Now you're running down the stairs. You gotta remember, so now Cassie and Erica are in front of you, and the ghost is in front of them.
Yep.
So
we still need to roll initiative and get in there anyway, so we're not going to fire this turn.
Yeah. It's going to take us at least a turn to run over to where they are.
Yep.
But we've heard you. Don't worry. Don't worry, ladies.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so in this particular case, now that since the first round is over, you guys can either try to hide behind anything, if you guys want to do that. No, yes, maybe?
Yes, okay.
Are they actually in the kitchen?
They're actually in the kitchen,
so you're
yes.
actually in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Can I attack again?
This is now the top of the round, but it's completely up to you if you want to hide, if you wanted to attack again.
I mean, you guys are here now, too, so I feel
we're
a lot more...
in the hallway running towards you.
I do feel a lot more safe attacking again.
Sure.
No worries with hiding.
One reminder, too, for Cass, who hasn't played D6, you can take multiple actions per round. For every additional action that you take on your turn, it's just one minus die for that action. So you can be like, I'm going to jump behind here, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to yell out for this. You can stack all your actions, do them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're rushing them, you will take a penalty for each additional action. So just also keep that in mind, too. So you can fire twice.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. I can multitask, though, too.
Yeah, if you have certain skills.
I would like to multitask.
Okay.
I would like to do a dodge and a... use my brawl.
Sure.
Punch that ghost.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will roll.
Ooh. Six on the wild die.
Six on the wild die, yeah.
Ooh.
Another six on the wild die.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Okay.
Reroll that again.
I'm going to reroll it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Four.
So a 16 plus another six, so 22. A 22. Tell me if you can be able to beat a 22.
This is why it's important for the game master to have a shield so we can't see what he's rolling.
Yeah, I wish I had that, but I don't.
Okay, so what do I roll? Do I roll my brawling or do I roll my dodge right now?
You're rolling your brawling because it's the top of the order, so you're
right.
First.
Okay, okay. All right. But just, if you can beat wish me luck.
If you can beat a 22, then you hit.
Nope, I don't think I did. Well, let's see. 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Not
so
quite.
Close, but not quite.
Not so quite. Okay.
Really, really powerful on the hit. Yeah. Just yes. Punching diamond.
Yeah. I actually rolled pretty well that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this particular case,
from a six.
In this particular case, you try to build a swing for, She kind of does a very Neo-like move where she kind of just bends back and misses your karate chop, as it were, your punch. And very kind of awesome slow motion.
Yeah.
And then now it is Cassie's turn.
Cool.
What do you want to do?
Okay, so I see Julian barreling in with his guns blazing.
Well, good thing is you can save an action if you want to, because right now they're not in the fight. The next round they get to join in, and we'll figure out the order that way. But right now it is basically still you two against her. Against this ghost program. So you can either save an action and be able to ready it for later, for the next round, or you can just go out and attack if you want to.
I'm going to dodge out of the way because I'm assuming Julian's going to come in and gun everything.
Sure.
and then I'm going to ready... I'm going to basically, like, dodge out of the way and, you know, ready, like,
okay.
A knife.
Yeah, you don't need to roll for that because it's just if you were dodging if she was attacking you.
Yeah.
Which she will be now, but that's, you're kind of just moving out of the way for Julian, so that's fine.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to move and ready.
Yeah, yeah. So, in this particular case, she will try to be able to static shark you guys again.
Oh, boy.
Yes, okay. Dexterity. Oh, I rolled another six on the wild die.
No.
So that was a four, five.
It's so typical, like for a first.
Oh my
time.
God, another one.
Oh. No. I hate you.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you let someone be a game master.
This doesn't happen to me. This does not happen to me as a player. So I'm just saying.
It's not
saying.
Even a sentient or anything.
No,
it's
not.
It's a damn ghost.
It's a damn ghost. What the hell?
This is what happens when someone game masters for the very first time.
I know. What the hell? Okay.
That's okay.
Oh, son of a... Okay.
Okay,
all right, so I didn't get another...
No more sixes.
I didn't get another six, but I got basically a 15 just on that die alone,
okay.
And then a 5, a 6, and another 6. So,
oh, my God.
Another 22.
Sad face.
So she succeeds. She basically sends out another static shield, and because you guys are... How close are you to the group?
How close are you going to... Like,
you'll be
running
pretty close.
Down the stairs, running down the hallway. Yeah. We're going to run into the room, I think you said, on our next turn. So
yeah.
I guess we're halfway.
Yeah, we're probably on the stairs, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so just roll a quick dodge check and just let me know if you beat, let's say, a 5.
Yeah, I beat a 5.
Yeah, you beat a 5?
Yes.
Okay. Your cell phones are kind of on the fritz. You're not receiving any signal at this point. And you two, your cell phones are down. But now I need you to roll your dodge check.
Dodge?
Yeah, please.
No.
Oh, no, not again, please.
No. Oh, yeah.
If you'd be good, if you'd be past a 22.
let's see. 10.
Nope.
No?
18 again.
Okay.
So close.
Yeah, I rolled like a 16.
So
okay.
Okay.
All right. In that particular case, you kind of you're dazed. You're not stunned, but so you can still attack next round, but you're dazed and you can't. And you could just basically, for your next one, let's say, just take a minus two to your next rolls.
Okay.
All right. So now you two are joining into the fight. Let's roll your perception check.
Initiative,
yeah.
Not bad. 14.
14, okay. So you're going to go first. Okay. And Justin?
Your perception, correct?
Yes.
And so 10.
10? Okay. All right. So you're after Cassie. All right. So... Julian, you're now into the fight. What do you want to do?
I'm going to fire with both pistols at this fucking ghost.
Okay.
Fucking ghost.
Fucking fuck. Okay, here's the first shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we all hate the ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. 10, 14, 17 on the first hit.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Nice. All right. I just
got to lose a die for my next action.
So it's
12 on the second shot.
Okay, so your first shot hits, your second shot does not.
All right. So I roll damage.
You roll damage.
4D. All right. Eat it. and 12 damage.
12? All right. Okay, so it is wounded.
Let's just go ahead. Could you add character point rolls after you roll?
Yeah, sure.
And chi points, which I don't get, double your roll.
Double your roll, yes. See, and you get one chi point.
That's kind of interesting as well. Would you have to declare that before or after a roll?
You can declare it at any point after you've rolled, but before he tells you whether or not it succeeded. Okay. So if you have an awareness, you're like, ah, shit, I rolled 15, and this thing's tough, so I'm probably not going to succeed. Then you choose to use it.
Okay. All righty. So she is.
Just asking because Erica's got a lot of close calls. You could use that character point to roll that one extra die.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm metagaming. Yeah. But I'm just remembering. We're all learning the rules, so
Don't want to use this so early.
Yeah.
I know.
No, you definitely don't. All right. Cassie, you're up. What do you want to do to this bitch? This undead bitch.
Knifey knife.
Totally. Okay. Let me a dodge. Oh boy, I rolled 2 sixes. What the hell? Tell me if you beat a 20.
Nope.
No. Okay.
I rolled a one of my wild die, and then I rolled another one.
Oh, okay. No.
And my highest was a 6.
Okay.
So I ended up rolling a 5.
Alrighty then. So nothing happens. You try to stab her with a knife. She dodges out of the way. Okay, and then next it's Justin.
So I'm going to take 2 actions.
Okay.
The first one is I'm going to join in on this action. And as I'm running, you know, I got the handgun in my cool little trench coat. So I pull it out and go-go-go-goom. I roll a 9 with the handgun.
With a handgun?
So what else? Or is that just for damage? The handgun is just the dexterity for the firearms. I don't add anything with the handgun.
No. Damage is later. So,
yeah.
So you roll a 9 with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's see if she dodges out of the way. And she definitely does because you rolled a 6 on the wild die.
Yeah. That's fine.
So the next thing I'm going to do
is I want to use my investigation here. Take a lay in on the room.
Okay.
See if I can, what exactly we're dealing with. If there's any other option we have other than just shooting, attacking, is this thing really just a code? Is it maybe thinking? Is it autonomous like me? So anyway, just investigating. I want to I was the last one into the room. I want to take a lay of the room
and
just see if I can notice anything kind of neat. So, I take a -1 to that roll. So I'm actually going to only roll 4 dice. Oh, hey, that's a kind of middle of the road roll. So, 6, 6, 12, 14.
14. Okay. So, in the room, it's basically just it's a very standard kitchen. There's not much as far as the room is concerned, but you notice that.
Pots, pans.
You notice that she's not. The ghost program is not necessarily. It doesn't have a lot of intelligence. It's not. It's just more. It's more reacting than it is.
It's just an animal.
It's just an animal at this point.
It's
so
instinctual.
It's all instinctual. Yeah. Because you're in her house, and she doesn't want you in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
So
likely no reasoning to be had.
No. Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's important to know.
Yeah.
I was not. Let me try to talk.
Yeah. All right.
We'll be doing that.
Erica, everyone. You're up.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm gonna use my. Can I use my pistol now? Since I turn the safety off?
Yes, the safety is now off, and you're like, okay,
oh,
now I can shoot
God.
This bitch.
Okay, finally. Okay, so I'm going to roll for my pistol.
Okay.
All right, that's more like it.
Okay.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19.
Oh, you definitely hit.
Finally.
All right, roll for damage.
What do I roll for that?
Whatever damage value is assigned to your pistol.
Yep.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, sweet. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 again.
Wow. Okay. So she definitely
is not happy.
She's not happy. She's angry. So, and you can tell that she's wounded, and all of a sudden she goes, she phases, and then she just sort of disappears slowly down into the floorboards, and has disappeared altogether.
Okay, not going to mess with me.
No, totally not. And you can hear her screaming throughout the walls.
She's angry.
So she's gone, basically.
Okay, good. All right.
All right.
Well, that was a ghost.
Yeah, that was a ghost, guys.
All right. Now. I didn't notice anything like in the kitchen that anything had been used recently. I mean, looking around here, we're here to see if there's any survivors. This
right.
one guy,
yeah.
This place, does it look like anyone's been living here or around?
Again, you see that there's evidence of squatters being in there. But and you see a few things possibly recently disturbed, but
like an open can still dripping fresh with fruit.
Yeah, yeah. You could see a little bit of you could see a few things of that. Yeah.
Are our cell phones working again? Especially us that weren't really hit by the charge.
Yeah, yours by now are definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
What about the radios that I have? Were they affected at all?
Anything electronic that you had on you. All so,
right.
But yours because you didn't get the stun wasn't that large. It basically it just put it out of signal. So now it should be working.
All right, because I don't. I mean,
yours is going to take about one or two more.
It's a bit of. I'll let it be your judgment call if you let me get away with this.
Uh-huh.
I did have these radios for everyone that I mentioned before the game with the equipment, and I didn't mention that I handed them out to anyone.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like, take one.
Yeah.
But I think it doesn't matter. We should all be sticking together.
Yeah.
But at least my cell phone still works if you need to contact your operator.
It's not a huge house, so you could basically just yell and people, like, you have a very good chance of hearing
them. It's more your communication to the operator that's important. So.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of which, I want to call Ares.
Yeah.
On my functioning phone.
Okay.
And ask him what the hell that was, because he's looking at the code. So,
the Darius basically says is that all I know is that from when the Darius called, they said that there was some sort of ghost program that they were investigating. All we know is that it's some sort of program that is doing something in the Matrix that's not supposed to. That's
okay, so I'm gonna open up my laptop and boot it up.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask Ares to transmit to me the section of code that he saw for the ghost program. I just want to look at it.
Okay, sure. Roll
technical,
yeah.
All right. I actually guess whether it be computer programming or operations.
Yep.
Programming, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7D. All right.
I don't think you would have any difficulty.
Yeah. We'll see. No, I do not. All right. So that
Do you beat a 15, let's just say?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then yes, you do. You get to look at a partial of the code because that's all they were able to transfer from the Darius hard drives to the Athens and then to you.
Okay.
So I assume you want to take a look at it?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, you look at it, you look at the code and you realize that it was a program that was designed you can't tell what the actual function of the program was, but you know that it was doing, it was sort of acting a little bit on its own. It has some damage to it. There's some really kind of encrypted code that just doesn't look right. And it's been like this for a while. It looks like it's been, not really, hasn't been updated with patches in a while. So it's possible that sort of program has been it was obviously set up for deletion, and it just sort of wants to stay alive.
Now, I did see how she was dressed, correctly? Like, we all
yes.
saw that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you said dressed from the 70s.
Yeah.
Would you, I mean, I have Streetwise, and while he's looking at the code, mm-hmm. I mean, can I just go through my own, like, would I be able to use that to learn, remember, if I know any additional history? Because you said there was a lot of lore about this place that invest, like, there had been shows that had been filmed here.
Sure.
I mean, was this person, you know, this family that allegedly died, and was, were they humans, or were they programs all along? I'd say after rolling
a
30. Yeah.
A 30.
A 30.
Okay. So from you.
I had like 3 sixes and a 5.
Yeah, because you have.
29.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So because you have access to the historical archives at the studio, and also you're just from your own research, you were able to find out that these were programs. It was a program family that was living on its own. This was back in sort of the 70s, so this yeah. is a little bit of an older, not updated version of the Matrix. And they were fleeing from the machine world. They were wanted to live okay. out on their own, and they were caught and basically killed by machines.
So I think I know what we just saw, and I tell you what Steve just mentioned. These people that lived here were not human, so obviously she's still around. Mm-hmm. That's... odd.
Damn.
Wonder what happened to the rest.
So
this is sad and tragic and very lonely.
So the important thing to think about and notice here is that we're looking for this missing crewman, mm-hmm. and the ghost, as it were, escaped down into the floor. So perhaps a basement journey is...
Thanks for bringing flashlights.
Let's do it.
Perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
All right,
okay.
We're all going together.
Let's basement it up.
I say Radix goes first.
Sounds good. You did.
All right.
I nominate Radix.
Okay.
I'm gonna pack up my laptop and re-sling it on my back in the bag that I was carrying it in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So everyone's sort of making the entrance into the basement is actually within the kitchen. So you kind of turn around the corner and you see a long stairwell going down. It's very dark. Are you guys holding a flashlight?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm right behind Radix with the flashlight because Radix has his gun out.
Yeah,
right, Radix?
I have both guns out. So.
Okay. All right. So as you make your way down the stairs, you hear...
Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah. You hear some rustling down there, so I want everyone to hear or to roll a perception check.
No problem.
10.
10? Okay.
14.
14?
The guy with the flashlight rolled an 8.
Okay. So you hear nothing. Cassie?
I rolled a 6 because I rolled
Okay, you
one
both
on
hear nothing. So, but Radix and Tetra, you hear in sort of the back corner, you don't know what it is. It's sort of like a room or a closet, but you hear whimpering in it.
Okay.
So.
Let's go investigate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Come on, Scooby Gang.
All right. So as you make your way to the door, and as you're about to open it, everyone make another perception check.
I don't know, guys. I don't know how I feel about this.
I rolled a 10.
11.
9.
Okay.
Suddenly my rolls are sucking.
Justin?
I rolled a 5.
Oh,
wow.
I rolled a 1 on the wild die. I re-rolled the wild die and got a 1 on the re-roll, so that's a friend, and then friggin' 5.
Okay, so you guys don't
trip.
Yeah, you do. you guys hear hear something moving behind you. You don't get really. You lose an attack of opportunity, and you hear the mother, the ghost program. Unfazed and behind you.
Radix and I were at the front because I had the flashlight and I was right behind him. So.
Yeah, so you two.
Just saying.
You two are basically like in front of this thing. So I want everyone to roll a dodge.
Okay.
for me because she's about to attack again.
Holy freaking!
Oh, it's crashed her all over again.
Oh no! Oh, really?
No.
14.
Okay, so
I rolled a 6.
Ooh, I rolled a 1 on the wild die.
I got a 24.
So yeah! Oh, it's 24. A complication.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, good.
All right, wah, so, wah. Okay, good. Oh. All right, so basically, we'll not even bother with whether you guys can dodge it or not because she tries to be able to shoot out a static electricity field towards you guys. Doesn't work. It just sort of as if she's just run out of sort of power. She kind of jitters in and out. And
the copper pipes complicate everything.
The copper pipes definitely complicate everything. And she kind of turns solid, and it's you can tell there's something wrong. Like she's trying to get back into a transparent form, but she can't. And
she's malfunctioning.
Strike its heart. Strike its heart.
Get her. Tackle her. Grab her right now. Hold her down.
All right. So everyone roll a initiative.
I'm thinking the gray lady in the library. Get her.
Get her. Yes.
Get her. You finally see a ghost. That's what you say?
Wow. Okay. My initiative probably wins. It's 19.
19? Yeah.
Now, do I have to? I rolled a 1 on the wild die with that initiative.
No, it's just
it's just a roll.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the wild die. Okay.
The wild die on initiative. So, from what I read, the wild die. If you roll a 6, you reroll it. If you roll a 1, you just have a really slow.
Okay. Initiative. Well, then I got 6.
Okay. So, Julian.
19.
So the way I mean, I'm doing so badly because I was walking really closely to Radix.
I got an 8.
And then when he stopped at the bottom of the stairs, I just 16. Walked into you. And I'm totally disoriented. The flashlight hit my face, and I'm all like, what's going on? And I can't see now. My coat's gotten tangled up in my legs, because that's what I get for bringing a long coat. And I didn't take it off. And,
all right.
Oh, poor baby.
Julian.
He's not cut out for this.
Go for it.
All right, well, I am going to take 2 more shots at this ethereal.
Okay.
Something or other.
All right, yeah. Go for it.
All right.
Ethereal so-and-so.
And such and such.
Free your mind.
I rolled a 6 on the wild die, and I also rolled 3 more 6s.
OMG. Serious?
Wow, okay, roll the wild die again.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 8, 9, and then 9 plus 18 is 27.
Oh, jeez.
On the first gun.
Freaking
oh, my God.
Geez.
Okay. That does not work because it's a... Wait for it. Okay, good. It's not a complication, but still. So that first gun hits.
And I'll roll the second one. I'll just roll both damage if I can.
Okay, yeah. So. Totally.
Aw. Okay, one on the wild die here, so this is not good for me.
No.
The second strike. No, okay. So 6-7 damage on the... Seven to hit on the other one.
7 to hit, okay.
So only the first one hits, I'm assuming.
Okay,
yeah. Mythbusters proved that you can't actually, like, dual wield. It's really inaccurate.
Yeah.
They would be right in this case. So I roll damage for the first one, then?
So, yes. So now... go ahead, yeah.
All right. So that is 10, 15.
All right. In a flurry, in basically as you shoot the guns at her, the bullets hit her. She screams out in like this very otherworldly type scream, and she screams no, and then she just sort of like with a little bit of red coat and green coat start to kind of follow in around her, and then she just disappears and she's gone.
I think we deleted her.
Yes, you did. She is actually gone.
Good.
All right.
Sweet.
So, now.
Let's open this closet.
It's up to you. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
I'm so hungry, I could eat a chocobo.
So who's opening the closet here?
I'm so hungry, I could eat an octorok. Yes.
I'm going to open the closet. I'm right next to it.
Okay. All right, you open it up, and a very a guy, not even older to like barely above 15, is whimpering in the corner, kind of cowering, and he's like, he's extremely scared, and he's blubbering, and he kind of shudders as the flashlight hits his face, and as if he hadn't seen light in a while, or at least in the past little bit. So, and he's like, please, 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 don't hurt me.
I have my gun trained on him just in case. I just tell him to get up.
Okay. All right. Can I get out of here, please?
Do we know what the name of the survivor is supposed to be? Did we know?
You didn't ask him.
We didn't ask.
Did Ares give us the name of the survivor?
No, because you don't know who it was.
All right, well, I just, you know, as he's standing up, I ask him for his name and designation.
My name's Rabbit. Rabbit. I don't know what my designation is.
Okay, Rabbit.
All right.
Well, okay, huh?
Sorry?
Well, I don't know. How do you guys normally, like, tell people? I don't even remember the name of the ship that you're supposed to be from. But
I'm from the Darius.
Oh, right. Good. All right. Well, that proves that he knows.
Can I get out of here? You can tell that the Rabbit is kind of holding his stomach a little bit. Is kind of a little bit
gonna
bleeding.
Hurl. Okay. No. All right. I don't have first aid, so I'll just lend him my hand.
There's no hard line in this building, is there?
No.
All right. Then we should probably, mission accomplished, let's get him back and jack him out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Do it.
Okay.
Did I come here by car?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, okay, let's take him back to my car. Let's get him to a hard line.
Okay. Actually, you don't need to go far.
There's 1-2 blocks away in the school.
There's 1-2 blocks away in the school.
Can he walk the 2 blocks of the school if he's got a gut wound?
I do have first aid. I can patch him up if he needs it.
Sure. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's do
it. You take like a strip of cloth from his shirt because you're not going to rip your own.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
My freaking shirt.
Okay.
This is designer.
10?
Designer cyberpunk.
Okay. All right. So,
I don't know if that'll do much, but.
You know, you basically you inject him with a little bit of a little bit of adrenaline just to kind of get him moving. And so he kind of perks up a little bit and he goes, okay, let's get out of here. And then he starts kind of running up the stairs, or hobbling, I should say, as running up the stairs. And you guys can follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
I
he's just going on his way.
Let's all go for ice cream. Mission accomplished. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Tell him to fall the fuck back and make sure that we lead because we have no idea what's in this house.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what do you guys do?
And while Radix is up front with his guns out, I will. I'll stay next to Rabbit, and if he tries to like run like that again, I'll just grab him by the scruff of his neck. keep him back. I'm going to keep him with the group and tell him to calm down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But stick with us.
I'm following him behind just to make sure that nothing. I mean, make a perimeter of sorts around him. Right.
Let's get out of here because we don't know where the rest of that family is.
Yeah. Okay. Don't really want to find out either. Yeah.
Okay. Nope. All right. So I guess you're making your way towards the school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So as you guys get there, nothing really happens. And you go into the room with the cellular phone, the rotary phone. Ares is contacting you and saying that the Darius is ready for upload. So Rabin basically goes for the phone. And I assume you guys let him go first.
Yeah, the phone's ringing for the Darius.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Let him go.
So as
phone's
he,
for you.
So as he kind of hobbles over towards the phone, he picks it up, and immediately his code starts to kind of disappear, and then slowly you start to see something kind of flicker in and out, and there's like his face has a goes shocked and is scared, and then all of a sudden you see a bit of red code start following, and a little bit of with mixed with the green code, then the red code starts to kind of follow even more, and the red code starts to envelop him completely. You can hear him scream, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, within like a flash of light, the phone drops to the ground, and he's gone. And one of your cell phones is ringing.
Ooh, wow.
Cliffhanger. Yeah. I think that's a really great point, because look at the time.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, shit.
So,
guys, I'm supposed to be the investigative guy here. I'm sorry I let that slide.
All right. So, in that particular case, I guess that's the end of today's episode of the Matrix Deletion D6 Classic System. Oh, okay.
Someone
that's,
got his ass served.
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
thank God I was an NPC.
Yeah. Will,
yeah, I know, right?
Will we find out what actually happens to... What happened to Rabbit?
Rabbit's dead.
Rabbit. Well,
he's
you don't know. What
he's
happened to Rabbit?
Somewhere else.
Will our crew be able to? Will our crew be able to make it out of the Matrix alive? Be able to find out
it's
next
unlikely.
Time. Well, you never know. We'll find out next time here on These Warriors Are Terrible. I am the Game Master, Steve Snowball Sailor, and I'm joined with
Justin, Mr. Ecock.
Julian, resuscitated beatboxer Spillane.
Erica, Sailor Senshi Sabo.
Cassie Bell Choo Choo.
I like that. I love it. That's awesome.
You guys aren't taking this seriously at all.
No. Yeah.
All right. So, for an epidural case, well, you know, as we like to say in all these episodes, I like to say, as always, I remain obediently yours. But you know what? I mean, these warriors, they're not so terrible.
All Yay. Right.
Bye, everybody.
Woo-hoo. Bye.
See you next time.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!